Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Oh my God, what a weekend of shows, Kira. Jesus. I tell you something, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it was incredible as always, Chris.
Yeah, it was two home runs.
And my favorite thing about this weekend is the fact that I was vindicated, and I was vindicated about gender reveal parties. Chris, we talked about the gender reveal party in California that caused a fire, and also the couple who used the Burj Khalifa to reveal the sex of their child.
Yeah, outrageously tasteless stuff. Absolutely. And also, Kira, I will absolutely stand behind you on this. You very often I come on here and I'm like, I told everyone about this years ago. You were miles ahead of the curve on this. You were like, these things are a terrible idea. And in fairness, one literally caused a devastating fire in the US. So I have to give it to you, Kira.
Exactly.
You were like Nostradamus on this one. I'll give you those predictions, mm-hmm. In fairness. You nailed this.
We talked about how Dermot Kennedy was called UK artist during the week. And at this stage, we really think that they are trolling us and they're looking for reaction. So we have to ignore it going forward.
Oh, 100%.
Kira's diary is back. And teenage Kira is worried about her friend Lucy, who is suffering from SAD, which is not seasonal affective disorder, but actually shifting affective disorder.
Yes, I have very much enjoyed Kira's diary this week, I have to say. And of course, Kira, on Sunday, we were chatting obituaries because a lady in the US wrote a very funny obituary of her own. She wrote her own obituary. And then Kira and I kind of brainstormed what our obituaries might be in an oddly morbid, segment. It wasn't as bad as it sounds, though. It sounds very dour. It wasn't. As well as that, of course, it was a pleasure, as always, Kira, to welcome to the show Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and English Prime Minister Boris Johnson. They had their... Well, I don't know, Kira. I mean, you know, we do our best, but sometimes I actually think we exacerbate the already very delicate and tense Brexit negotiations when we do this. So you're right, actually. I don't know if it was a pleasure to talk to them at all. They were very, very aggressive, actually, over the weekend. And, of course, we also were giving away Just Eat vouchers. We were chatting our track of the week here.
And I spent most of the show on Sunday looking for the deleted screenshots of Chris Evans' Instagram photos. That was really not safe for work.
Here is like those incels that look up like when a famous woman's nudes leak, but instead it was with Chris
There's
Evans.
Something about Chris Evans, like he was Captain America, you know, a really good man.
Yeah, sure, I hear you. They're rare, yeah. Kira. They're very rare. But listen, anyway, here we go. Our wonderful weekend's worth of shows. Let's enjoy. Kira, in a weird way, you must be sort of smug about these recent news stories that we're about to talk about.
In a weird way, I am, Chris, because it's not often that I get vindicated. Actually,
it's not often you're right, Kira. No, I'll agree with you. It's not often Kira's right about anything, but when you're right, you're right, Kira.
And it haunts me because when I think I'm right, I'm like, I know I'm right about this. And sometimes I get vindicated, and more often than not, I don't. But a couple of things happened this week, Chris, where I went, wow, there is literally audio proof of me banging on about these particular subjects for the last 11 years. And now finally I have vindication. One was Novak Djokovic and the second was gender reveal parties, Chris.
We can reveal, Kira, that you were right. Kira should have a revealing that she's right party because like this is the same level of fanfare for these people that have their kids.
I think sometimes as well that people are like, oh, don't be so begrudging, Kira. You know, people revealing the gender of the child, it's an amazing thing. Yes, it is, but you don't need to burn down 10,000 acres of land while you're doing it, which is what happened in El Rad. Chris? It was in California.
There's two different places.
So El Dorado fire in California.
There's El Dorado, and then there's also, did you see the thing in Dubai? I thought that was the sickest thing. By the way, as well.
You think that's the sickest thing? Okay, Chris, no. We need to explain to people who haven't seen the gender reveal in El Dorado in California caused a massive fire across California.
I know we shouldn't Houses
were put at risk. 10,000 acres. Chris, a football pitch is 1.23 acres.
Oh, sure. Like, this was
devastating. That will give you an idea. This was an absolute... Because the couple used a pyrotechnic smoke machine for their gender reveal. Absolutely and utterly ridiculous and selfish. And then I thought, that's it. Gender reveal parties are over. They are done. And then, oh no, Dubai stepped up. And not only... sorry, half of me is just exasperated by it. They are United Emirates couple. They're actually Syrian influencers, but they're based in the United States.
Yeah, they're YouTubers, which makes this even worse. So, like, in a weird way, this is so 2020 because not only is there a gender reveal party, it's YouTubers that paid for the gender reveal party. Oh, God, this is...
Exactly. And this is no word of a lie. They used the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building, to reveal the gender of their child.
Cost them tens of thousands. Like, this is a hugely expensive... I would say it did. Yeah, absolutely. To do that on the side of a building, Kira, in Dubai is not cheap.
Like, do you not think, though, because they're influencers, Chris, that they were paid perhaps to do it?
Paid to do the gender reveal?
on the Burj Khalifa?
I think they, I don't know. I think influencers, now maybe, look, maybe I am wrong here. Maybe, Kira, I will hold my hand up. Maybe I don't understand it.
It costs about $100,000, which is about 74,000 pounds euro-wise. Like, I don't know, Chris, but if they're influencers, they got 15 million views. Do you really think they paid 100,000 for that?
I think or they, do you yes, think, absolutely. I think there are certain YouTubers that are that self-centered that absolutely would consider doing that, especially if they've a few quid, Kira. Absolutely, I don't doubt. Those YouTubers, and I'm not saying these guys specifically, but in general, the whole YouTube vibe is presenting this perfect life. Your family's perfect. Your house is always neat. Your kids are very well behaved. I have no doubt that if they had the money, they would say, do you know what? It'd get us loads of traction now. We did a gender reveal on the side of that building.
Read the room. Like, people in America are like, okay, that's it with gender reveal parties, guys, because we had 10,000 acres of fire. That devastated wildlife and homes because of a stupid gender reveal prank gone wrong, if you know what I mean. And then they're like, hey, America, look at this. We just lit up the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building, and it's a boy.
You know what's insane to think? When we discussed this, I think it was about a year ago, we were discussing that like it was really dangerous because they had put a water balloon in a crocodile's mouth. And then imagine somebody outdid that. Imagine somebody took that, took a crocodile going wild at a birthday party full of children where there was also a gender reveal and said, no, do you know what? Let's cause a forest fire.
Off the top of my head, from what we have discussed on the show, Chris, we had, remember the Power Ranger gender reveal stunt that nearly went wrong? The two Power Rangers fighting in the swimming pool. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, but that seems so harmless now by comparison. Right? That seems cute.
We had the crocodile breaking the balloon in its mouth.
Yes.
We had gender reveal. We talked about gender reveal lasagna.
You know, all of vile. These things. Looked absolutely horrible.
Yeah, all of these things that we absolutely, you know, took to task and took to town. Now they're just blown out of the water because we have half California burnt down and we have the Burj Khalifa lit up doing gender reveals.
We have a gender reveal that cost about 80,000 euro and we have a gender reveal that destroyed acres of woodland. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought with that crocodile we'd seen the peak.
Here's a crazy, crazy theory, Chris. Why don't you just ask the nurse or the doctor? Why don't you ask the nurse or the doctor what the gender is? I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe, like, look, I don't have kids, so, like, maybe there's something magical that overcomes you when you figure out the gender of your kid or you're told the gender of your kid. Just
exactly.
Be happy it's a kid. Do you know what I mean? Just be like, hey, a healthy, we're having a kid. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do we have to reveal its gender? But again, I mean, I don't. Look, here, again, I'm as confused as you are by this.
Dear Diary, well, I've just had my first week back at school and boy, oh boy, am I exhausted. So all I have to do to get through 270 more days of this, and then I'll have to do my leaving cert. So that's 270 more days of dealing with difficult teachers, annoying classmates, and my parents wrecking my head to study. I'm also really worried about Lucy. She's really not herself. When I confronted her about it, which was a really brave thing for me to do, as Lucy hates confrontation of any kind unless she's the one doing the confronting. It's almost like cornering a Rottweiler. But when I plucked up the courage to confront her after Brendan and Rebecca had chickened out, she told me she was suffering from SAD. At first, I reacted dramatically and I started crying because I thought Lucy was going to die. Then she told me to get over myself and relax. For normal people, having SAD means having seasonal affective disorder. But in Lucy's case, she says she's suffering from a different type of SAD. Shifting affecting disorder, as she has gone months without anyone else's saliva in her mouth. You see, dear diary, saliva is Lucy's heroin, and in this case, it's other people's saliva. Imagine you're a rugby player and you've been training and playing matches, and during the matches you've been getting into scrums and your head has been between other person's legs, and then suddenly, overnight, it's all been taken away from you. Well, that's Lucy. Her withdrawal symptoms have been bad too. She's been moody, withdrawn, irritated. She's been scratching the arms and legs off herself, and she's sweating like Jonah Hill in a trampoline. Things are so bad that she told me during one low point, she spat her own saliva into her hands and swallowed it again just to feel what it would be like to shift someone. Things are BAD, never mind SAD. This does not bode well for me. I need my right-hand woman, especially with elections for school president looming. I need my Kamala Harris on her A-game. This could spell a disastrous election campaign for me, so I need to get Lucy out of this funk for once and for all. I even broke the school rules today, dear diary. The mask break. It's become the new fag break. I dragged Lucy behind one of the prefabs and said, let's do something wild. And then we whipped off our masks and breathed in the fresh air around us. it was a risky thing for me to do as someone who's in the running for student president, but I really wanted to do something to cheer Lucy up, and no one likes breaking the rules more than Lucy does. It worked for about an hour, then I saw her feeling blue again in English class, so I spent the next 40 minutes sneakily sending her topless pictures of Ian Somerhalder, arguably the hottest vampire in the Vampire Diaries, and I nearly got caught, but thankfully Miss Moran is a dumbass, so she moved on. I can't do this for the rest of the year though. I can't keep breaking the rules for Lucy when I have my Leaving Cert to concentrate on. I could end up getting expelled, which would be pretty ironic if out of me and Lucy, I was the one who got expelled. Oh, it's made being a buzz prefect harder too. It's like the younger students have picked up on the fact that Lucy is vulnerable right now and are beginning to act up. So I've had to really step up, and it turns out I can be really cross when I want to. So much so that Tara in third year told me there was stuff written about me in the junior bathrooms, and I was like, oh my god, please don't say the third years are calling me frigid again like last year and writing on the bathroom cubicles. No, this was much worse. Much worse. Someone had drawn a stick figure of me with a speech bubble coming out of my mouth saying, I'm Kira, the Hitler of bus prefects. I had to get Martin, the school caretaker, to wash it off. Martin presumed that someone had called me frigid again, but he started laughing for the innovation on this one. He even went and said, if you start growing a black moustache now, I'll have to report you. All right, Martin, maybe I should report you for smoking around the back of the prefab when you think no one is watching. Can't believe the school caretaker just became my new nemesis. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I can't have my great name and reputation sullied like this. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira. Did you see what they were up to again with Dermot Kennedy this week?
Were they at it again and calling him British?
Yes, but nobody listened to my advice from the last time they did it. I said ignore it, but people didn't ignore it.
People did. Kira, though, there is something I know that we shouldn't.
No, no, Chris, they are trolling us. They are 100% trolling us at this stage. Come on.
How can
people not see it?
I know, but it's such a visceral reaction from Irish people. Kira and I are, of course, talking about the fact that it is happening very frequently now. I believe not even like a month ago, they claimed Katie Taylor was on the British Olympics team for the most recent Olympics.
They did. They've done it with Paul Mescal. They've done it with Colin Farrell, Saoirse Ronan. And now they did it during the week with Dermot
Kennedy. Well, just this summer, they've done it with Paul Mescal, Katie Taylor and Dermot Kennedy. So I know what you're saying, Kira. It has to be intentional at this point.
It has to be intentional.
I get you. I hear you fully. They're doing it for a reaction, Kira. Don't worry. I know. And you're holding me back here. Absolutely. And I've listened to your advice. But Kira, you have to understand, there is something so deep inside us when English people call us British that I think it's that some people simply can't help it on Twitter. Do you know?
I know.
I think it just, and rightfully so. Do you know what I'm saying? I think understandably there are certain people that just get set off by it, but yes, indeed, they were doing it. They were at it again, so to speak, Kira, with Dermot Kennedy, of course, the great British Dermot Kennedy, absolutely, with Giants here on 2FM. Hey, Anne-Marie's on the way. You know what? Anne-Marie's English. How about we just say she's Irish instead?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great new Irish music from Anne-Marie, who's Irish, also Doja Cat, who's Irish, and Zedd and Alessia Cara, Irish music, coming up in just a sec.
Katy Perry just had a baby called Daisy Bloom. There you go.
It's clever because it's Orlando Bloom and Bloom and flowers. I like it, Kira. I like what they've done. It's very clever.
Good. It's actually a normal name.
Yeah, it is. It's not like some weird like aspirational
Apple
name that celebrities give there. Yeah, yeah. Apples are particularly egregious example of it. Do you think they've thought about her obituary at all, Kira? Because, you know, I mean, we're discussing obituaries now here. Maybe if they're that forward-minded, they'd have written.
This lady in America, she really made me laugh because obviously, even after death, she's got an amazing sense of humor, you know?
Yes.
Will we read out the obituary?
Well, you see, I think we need some context. She loved Halloween, apparently, right? Halloween was her big thing. So this is what she left as an obituary that she wrote for herself, which is, and in a way, that's good, isn't it? Because it takes the pressure off everyone around you. You know, leaving it done, saying, there you go, you use that when I go. I think it's clever. Yeah, Kira, go
for it. I'll go for it. Okay, so Holly Blair. Holly Blair exploded into glitter and bats on August 17th, 2020. She survived by 4 spoiled cats, 2 stinky dogs, 3 bad birds, a turtle and an utterly useless frog named Fred, as well as 3 children and a husband of little to no importance.
See, that's actually funny. That's genuine. Imagine putting that in your obituary. That's really funny.
It's so funny. Yeah. Her remains will be interred under a tree with a ridiculous multitude of animals she rescued, both wild and domestic. Her future plans include drinking beer with Terry Pratchett and flying across the moon on her broomstick on Halloween. She has also promised to communicate with us from beyond via a psychic. We ask that everyone carve extra jack-o'-lanterns on Halloween this year in her honour. All hail the Wicked Witch of Juniper Road. That is one of the funniest obituaries that I have ever read. I, like, even after that, she still gets a digging at her husband.
Yeah, and the kids. They're not even named. Like, it's usually so serious.
The kids are named after a whole list of, like, three bad birds, a turtle, and an utterly useless frog named Fred.
But that's
Fred.
Always like, and survived by his loving wife and his children. This is just like, and there was some kids and a husband, I'm not sure. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I love this. So, Kira, I think if you and I were to, will I write yours and you write mine, or do you want to write your own, Kira? I suppose in death you should be allowed to choose, shouldn't you? So, like, I don't
think
mind
that mine would just simply say, I see, yeah, she was always right.
No, do you know what I think yours, if I could, Kira, if I could suggest, right? You know the way, and listen, I'm as guilty of this as you are, but you know how you're quite verbose and you get into a story? What
okay,
I would
yeah.
do is, I would say to the guys like that are planning the funeral and all that, I'd be like, can we get three or four headstones and just spread it the whole way over the headstones so that you have to read through this big, long, sprawling story in order to get to the Kira part? And I'd put in all these unnecessary details and, like, tangents. That's what I would do. I'd have a whole book of, a whole tablet's worth of headstones around it so that you had to read a big, long list of stuff. And then at the end, there'd be like, she did this and she was a broadcaster and she had a book or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'd do that part at the end, but it wouldn't be the main part of it, Kira. There'd be all these other
bits. If I were to write one for you, it would be like curmudgeonous, cranky.
Oh, yeah. It'd you know like what I mean? Three words. Like, yeah, it would be like difficult, full stop.
Difficult.
Somewhat condescending, but fundamentally not the worst person you've ever met. Do you know what I mean? I think that's how most people would describe me. Yeah, yeah. Generally not the most pleasant to be around, but like not a total.
Grand.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
But you not know, a, not that's the most Irish obituary. She was grand.
Not an utterly horrible
grand.
Person either. Do you know what I mean? He was fine. Yeah, yeah, he was okay. You know, you'd go for a pint with him sometimes if he was in the right mood. So, Kira, I love this. Good for her. What was it?
And also, I would put full stops all over your obituary because I know that you're not impressed by full stops either because you're scared of them.
That would cause me, Kira, you know when ghosts have unresolved issues and they can't, like, pass through? That's what you'd do to me. I wouldn't be able to leave because you'd put all the full stops. Kira and I had this discussion a few weeks ago how when I see a full stop in a text message, I instantly think that it's aggression, which apparently loads of millennials do. So if you put full stops all over my headstone, I'm gonna be an unsettled soul, Kieran. Don't do that. I'll come and I'll haunt you.
I'll be
looking at you all the time. Right.
You haunt me anyway.
That
even
is true.
In life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 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 Constant. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. Actually, Kira, I want your opinion on this because I'm not sure how to feel about this. You know how sometimes when we hear a sample of a track and we say to ourselves, I can't believe they sampled that. Oh my God, the original blah, blah, blah was so much better. And maybe, you know, we're on our high horse about it. There's a new track from Felix Jahn and Nia. And it's a sample. Let me just play this for you. And I don't mean to be constantly trying to get you to identify songs, Kira. But they sampled probably one of the most iconic 90s dance songs ever, which kind of turned into a joke. Here's the sample of it. We'll play the track in a second.
No.
Obviously, it's the sample of Blue iPhone
65. Oh, my
65.
God. Okay, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's happening now.
No.
That was a novelty track, basically, when it came out. But now it's cool and you can sample it. It's like sampling Crazy Frog or something.
That's honestly what popped into my head.
Yeah.
Crazy Frog popped into my head.
Because it's so cheesy and Eurodancey, but no, they actually made a proper... And it's the melody the whole way through and it's the chorus and everything. So they took Blue Eiffel 65 and... Kira, okay, how about this? Let's have a listen to the track.
I'm going to listen to it.
And we'll come back in a few minutes. So we've that track and then Dagny's It's Only Heartbreak on the way. And then, Kira, you can give me your thoughts on whether or not they should have sampled it.
Deal.
Because I don't know how to feel about this. Sometimes I'm like, oh, what an egregious use of that sample. It's horrible. This, though, I'm not sure. But anyway, here we go. It's Nia and Felix Jahn. Some say. A little Eiffel 65 Blue sample of it for you there as well.
The sample doesn't match the song.
Yeah, I hear you. Because we know
does
it that
makes sense?
Cheesy, funky, Blue track. From,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Like the melody's so, great, but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The melody's
hear,
good, but.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
It doesn't match what the song is trying to do. That's just my personal opinion.
I hear you. Well, Kira, I'm sure Felix Jahn's going to be crushed than you and I think that.
I'm sure However, he's crying
yeah,
right
it
now.
Is, yeah.
I can't believe I didn't bring this up and like you're going to have absolutely no interest in the story. But Chris Evans, I absolutely love him. He's Captain America.
Okay.
Seemingly, he rookie mistake, buddy. He posted a screenshot of his camera roll onto Instagram. And seemingly, there were some not safe for work photos. And I'm like, oh my God, who is he sending them to? It has to be somebody he really, really trusts. But also... silly Chris Evans. That sort of stuff gets you in trouble, you know?
I don't believe for a second he did that by accident. Maybe I'm overly cynical.
No, Chris, he's a good guy.
Well, I saw the camera roll. It's like, I don't know, it seems like one of those things, you know, where celebrities drop breadcrumbs, like as in they'll take a picture of their internet browser, but there's a tab open of like script of new film, and it's very obviously designed to...
He doesn't strike me like that sort of guy. He seems like a good guy, you know? So I'm interested.
Now, Kira, he didn't get to call into us last weekend in our electric picnic tent. Apparently, he passed out and slept in bushes for a few hours. However, he's on the line now to talk to us. Arth Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, good morning.
Good afternoon. Can I just point out, for the record as well, Ciarán Cóirla, that I passed out only because I was actually having quite a lot of fun and I got quite tired, and not because I was in any way overindulging or abusing any substances.
No, of course, Leo, we don't think that for a second. It was simply a case of you being exhausted from all the festival fun you were having.
Yes, exactly.
When you do indulge, though, you're a Heineken man, aren't you, Leo? Snapchat went viral of you a few weeks ago buying Heineken in an off-licence.
Yeah, look, that is correct. I think this brings up, a bigger issue. What is it with all you dorks out there having to take photos of me absolutely every time you see me out enjoying myself? Like when I had my top off in the Phoenix Park a number of weeks back. And of course, then the Snapchat of me in the off license last week.
Sure, Leo, it must be difficult in one sense to have any type of private life when people are doing things like that.
It is. And of course, now that Silvio's parties currently aren't happening, there's no fun for us world leaders.
Leo, when you say Silvio, do you mean former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi? And by parties, do you mean bunga bunga parties?
Yeah, obviously before all this COVID stuff, he used to organise great big sessions for all his current and former EU leaders, which were for the most part great crack. Obviously, I can't do anything now without being photographed. And with all the restrictions, it would make it impossible anyway.
Leo, you say they were mostly great crack. What didn't you like about these legendary parties?
Well, sometimes I'd bring Simon Coveney along with me, but invariably he'd always want to go home early, or he'd have some dry complaint like his feet were sore or his glasses were fogging up or... apart from him ruining the buzz, they're actually very good fun.
Oh, I see. Leo, leave him alone, actually. He has a lot going on with Brexit and everything at the moment.
I know. Actually, speaking of Brexit, Boris, he's a man that you can have great crack with. He's always up to something.
Well, Leo, I wouldn't describe it as up to something. They're doing some very dishonourable manoeuvres at the moment.
Yeah, exactly, Leo. They're at it again, so to speak, being their usual treacherous selves when it comes to negotiating with us. Also, what do you mean Boris is great crack?
Actually, once you hear his reasoning, I think it's pretty fair, to be honest. He's actually with me. Hold on a sec, I'll pass him on. One second.
Who is this? Oh, yes. Hi there. So, once you understand that we're only breaking the law in a very specific and limited way, I think you'll find it very, reasonable.
Boris, I don't find that reasonable.
Yeah, what on earth is reasonable about that? That's not reasonable at all.
No, listen. Look, when I fathered that illegitimate child, I was only fathering a child in a very limited and specific circumstance. So, it's not really fair to say that it's my child at all. It's not my child, but only my child in a limited and specific set of circumstances in that situation.
I don't know if that clears things up.
No, Boris, it doesn't. But aside from that, what you're doing with the border issue in Northern Ireland is totally unacceptable.
So, we actually, in the United Kingdom, we have a solution for that, which I believe is better than the existing measure in place. In a very specific and limited set of circumstances, you guys will actually be in the United Kingdom.
What do you mean we'll be in the UK? Who'll be in the UK? Ireland?
Look, the Republic of Ireland will join the United Kingdom in order to prevent any issues of regulatory alignment or border conflict. In a very specific set of circumstances, we have decided that you, the Republic of Ireland, will join us in the United Kingdom.
Sorry, guys. Once he starts with this, he's actually quite annoying.
Oh my god, that didn't go well at all.
Let me explain.
Yeah, I think this Brexit situation is deteriorating by the day.
Right, I think we'll let you guys go. It sounds like there's a lot going on there, Kira.
Much better than the first time, please.
Right.
I mean, wow, listen, what more do you want? As always, a home run, Kira. Two home runs, in fact. Two, I don't know any other baseball terms.
If that radio show was brought to the Oscars, we would win at least five.
And everyone would be really angry, like the way they were about Parasite. And everyone would be like, what the hell did that weird non-American thing win? We don't understand it. But look, Kira, of course, everyone in the meantime should subscribe. If you happen to be here and you're not subscribed, do go online and follow us on iTunes or Spotify or your RSS feed or whatever. Give us 5 stars, put on nice comments, share it with your friends, all of that kind of stuff. Until soon, from myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to